As we were singing this last song, I got a word from Ezekiel, and I think that I meant to share it with the community. So the context here is it's Israel, and they're in bad shape, and the stewards that God had entrusted Israel to had fallen away from him. This is what the Lord says. For thus says the Lord, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on, a day of clouds and thick darkness, and I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and on pasture. They shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. In the sense I got when we were singing the song is, amidst all of the craziness of the world, God actively seeks us out. He's powerful enough to do that, and he wants to do that. He wants to seek us out and draw us together, and he alone's powerful enough to do that and to protect us. And so our hope really is in God's strength.
Ways and in his word I hope. Yes, I wait for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for morning. For the Lord is my rock and my salvation. Only he is my strength and my joy. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is the Lord. Trust in him at all times, O peoples. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us and our help in times of need. In you my heart trusts, so my heart is glad and my soul rejoices and my body dwells secure. For you do not abandon us, O Lord, but you show us the path of life. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Alleluia Tenese. Blessed be your name. In you my heart trusts. Blessed be your name, for you are my salvation.
And the passage that Emzo read out, I've had on my heart for a few weeks for Antioch. And I felt that my sense in it is just about the good shepherd, that he's inviting each one of us to find pasture. There is pasture for each one of us, and he knows us, he knows where we're at, he knows where we are. And over the summer, he's inviting us to find pasture. But he's also inviting the other ones, the ones we have on our heart, the ones who are not here, the ones who we love and long for, and he has pasture for them as well. And we can trust them to him because he is a good shepherd.
Again, prompted by Emzo's word, a slightly different take. And this is a prayer of Jonah, and it's the prayer of someone who has been disobedient and has rebelled against the will of God and the purposes of God and is seeking to repent. Chapter 2, verse 5. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. when my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord. My prayer came to you, into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And along with the promise of the green pastures, perhaps some of us need to turn away from our disobedience, from what we have thought and what we have said and what we are doing, that is clearly not what we know is God's will. Help us to remember that salvation belongs to the Lord, and all we need to do is turn around, lift up our hearts and our prayers, and He will deliver us.
Just felt like the Lord was saying very simply to us, follow me. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Follow me.
Just sense the Lord is perhaps speaking slightly different messages to different ones of us. And I just encourage you now just to spend a minute or two just asking the Lord just to make clear to you what He wants to say to you at this time. Just ask Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to make that clear. Lord, you know where our hearts are. You know what it is we need to hear from you today. Whether we need that piece of encouragement, that we can just look to you, not to the left, not to the right, but just to you. That our hope only comes from you. Perhaps we strayed off a bit and need to repent and come back. Perhaps we just need more of your Holy Spirit in our lives. And today you're encouraging us to ask for that. But Lord, as we draw to an end of this busy term and busy year, Lord, we don't want to leave you behind. We don't want to leave this place without giving you the opportunity to speak personally to each one of us. So, Lord, just please cement in our hearts the words you have for us today.